Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. As we wrap up our study in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, here's what I want us to see. That woman was made with a different way, not a lesser way, but a different way to glorify God, and that is to honor the man and help him accomplish God's mission. How do we know this? Because man was not made from woman, but woman from man. That's what Paul writes. So Paul sees a meaning in the creative order. We're not talking about a difference in value or dignity or worth. We are talking about, first of all, a difference between the sexes in terms of biology and role. Woman is different than man. And only women can bring glory and honor to their husbands by helping their husbands or their church accomplish all that God has called them to accomplish. This is not to be an afterthought, but it's to be the primary role in our lives as men and women. So ladies, your role is clear. Whatever else you want to do in life, all of it takes a back seat to this. This is what your God has called you to first and forever, and it goes for whether you are a young lady, a married woman, or unmarried. It's not a lesser role. It is a crucial role for the spread of the gospel through your home and this earth. And it takes all the energy you can muster to humbly submit yourself to Christ's rule in your life in order for this to be accomplished. All of this that we've been studying, the man's role and the woman's role, is an expression, a picture of the gospel. Jesus submits to the Father's mission. Jesus also loves and leads the church to proclaim the mission and the gospel to the ends of the earth. One of the main responsibilities of men and women is to convey to each other, to the church, and to the watching world that each understands their distinction and duty in the divine hierarchy and that they are willing to play their part. Today when you pray, please pray for our Creative Access missionaries in India. And also remember the Kividunda Life Word broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.